Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is the GizWiz, episode 1435, recorded September 24th, 2013. The Left-Handed Banana. This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by Lynda.com. Learn what you want, when you want, with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. Try it for 7 days for free. Visit Lynda.com/GizWiz. That's LYNDA.com/GizWiz.
And now, get ready for Dick.
It's time for the GizWiz. What do we got this week? Who knows? Let's just get the show started.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad on Twit TV.
It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs going blue and LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! You know, that really does kind of lose. Oh,
it's
man!
The same.
Into the raccoon.
That
oh man, you know what? That intro kind of does lose a little bit of steam when there's no music behind you. It's just a guy.
Oh, it was just
singing in a
good
studio.
As it ever could be.
How you doing, Dickie D?
You know, Chad, it is amazing. I was looking back, and in 2 weeks, it will have been a year since you hosted the show. Leah was away last week. It was in October.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's great that you're back again to do it. You know, Leo said, who do you want to do it? And I said, anybody. But I said, just Chad.
Oh.
Just
you know, Dickie D, you know that I was on the show. I was on the show last week.
No.
No.
You were on the show last week?
Yeah. It's only been a week since I was on the show last. It's not been a full year.
I think it was Tom last week.
I think Tom's a great guy, and he has some good hair, but.
Oh, you know me. Oh, yes, it was you.
See, Dickie.
You know what? That was one of the best shows ever.
Ah, good.
I will never forget that.
I'm so glad.
That was really great. Oh, my God.
You're,
the sewing machine, that crazy sewing
machine.
You're
so sincere.
You
it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
What have you been up to the last week?
Let's see. What have I? A little bit of boating.
Ooh.
Here in the city. So that's kind of fun. Been working, been promoting my Turner Classic movie thing. Even though it's taped, it's coming October 9th when I co-host an evening of movie satires with the wonderful Robert Osborne. And that was great fun because they were saying, you know, could you come on and as having written more mad movie satires than any of the other usual gang of idiots, just tell us why you like different movie satires. So that's going to be fun. October 9th. So it's coming up sort of quickly.
That's awesome. That's really great.
And you, what did you do all week?
Oh man, it has been fun. So for those of you who don't know, Leo is out on vacation. I am filling in for Leo while
he is
out.
You're doing all 25 shows.
Well, no, not for all of it. Yeah. Just for GizWiz, just for this episode.
Okay.
But there is definitely a lot that needs to happen there. You know, he does a lot of shows on the network, and as his producer, there's a lot of running around. There's been more last minute decisions than I've wanted to have in the last week, but it has been so far so good, smooth sailing. And but yes, definitely this week has been interesting to try to fill all the holes of hosting duties, but it's been fantastically fun. And you know, what is a job without a challenge? If you're floating through the same job, not nearly as fun. So let's go ahead and get on to gadget number one. What do you got for us,
Dick? Gadget number one. Well, you know, you and I covered Pepcom last year at CES, and I'm assuming we'll probably do it again this year. But Pepcom has another fall event right before Christmas, and that was a couple days ago, and I went there, and I stopped by the Honeywell booth. And, oh, about 3 months ago, a PR person from Honeywell called and said, you know, we have the Wi-Fi smart thermometer, and it's, like, new. And I said, you know, we just did the Nest thermometer, and it's so similar that I just don't want to do the smart thermostat. But now I go by the booth, and there's a man standing there with a microphone, and the microphone's connected to a thermostat. And I'm thinking a thermostat with karaoke, perhaps.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So I spoke to the guy, and the guy said, oh, the microphone? He said, it's just so noisy in here. He said, but what we have introduced now is the first Wi-Fi smart thermostat with voice control.
Ooh la la.
I know. Now, it does a lot.
Can you call it Jarvis?
I don't know. I don't think you can. You can do what you can with the previous model. You can pick a background of the thermostat so it kind of matches the room decor. You can download the apps and can control it over the web, either with an iOS or an Android. But now you can talk to it. And you can say things like, oh, first of all, it's kind of weird. You have to start by saying, hello, thermostat.
Oh, whoa, okay. Now, they have a product demo on their page that I have pulled up, and the way that the person who's demoing the product looks to be... Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm screwing everything up. I don't even have my computer plugged in, but she kind of saunteredly says... She kind of saunteredly says, hello, thermostat.
Yes. Yes, and then you say hello, thermostat. It's kind of a learning curve, if I remember correctly. You say hello, thermostat. I'm cold, and then it will boost the heat a little. Or hello, thermostat. I'm very cold, and then it will boost the thermostat by more degrees. You can say hello, thermostat. Make it 78. You can announce a temperature that you want. But you can say, hello, thermostat, make it 4 degrees warmer, make it 4 degrees cooler. So as I said, you know, I was not convinced that I'm in love with needing this. But then the guy, you know, they always have one example that you think, oh, you know, that is a good idea. And the example he gave is, it's in the middle of winter, you wake up, you're freezing. Which would you rather do? Get up out of bed and walk over and in your stupor dial the new temperature that you want? Or would you rather just lay there
and yell at the thermostat? It's really cold in here.
I'm freezing my ass off.
Thermostat, fix.
That's.
Yeah.
And the thermostat says, wait a minute. That's not. I don't understand that.
Thermostat, can you not tell it's cold? I thought I had a thermostat so it wouldn't be cold in here. Why am I even yelling at you?
Stupid thermostat.
Now with that.
No, I'm not. And then the next time you say hello, thermostat, the thermostat says, "Oh, you? I'm not talking to you. You can just."
Oh, it's cold outside.
To the touchscreen because the microphone's not listening.
Yeah, exactly. So now this guy is now $349.
And so compare that to the Nest, because
I think the Nest and the non-talking or non-listening thermostat, I think they're both $249.
Got it.
Now, if you have the old version, and the old version is just like maybe 9 months ago, of the thermostat, the Honeywell smart thermostat, unfortunately, you cannot add voice to it, so... I mean, you could talk to it, but it will not answer.
And you could still yell at it and get all your...
Yeah. If you have kids in the house, you could teach the kids to listen for hello thermostat and then run in and adjust it.
Perfect.
For you.
Yeah, I needed to train my dog to do that, basically. Yeah. Hello, thermostat. Yeah. Thermostat, time, it's cold in here. Going there. And truly, I mean, the smart thermostat still has an app. So in the same scenario of you laying in bed, you could reach over, grab your phone, and
yes,
turn
you
up.
Could.
You know.
Yeah, no, you could. You could. But, you know, with something different. It's coming very late October, early November, and it'll be at all the usual,
the usual
places. Yeah, like Lowe's, Home Depot, Best Buy, Amazon.
Cool.
Okay, so Honeywell Wi-Fi smart thermostat with voice control.
I do want to see how the lady in. I only saw the video, so I actually need to watch it. If when she saunters in here and she says hello thermostat, just for my own.
Let's hear.
Here we go.
Here she comes.
Hello thermostat.
Hello thermostat.
Please say a command.
Make it cooler.
One moment, please.
What?
Changing set voice to 68 degrees.
Hello thermostat.
Hello. Please say a command.
Even old people
can
use it.
Hello.
Make it warmer.
How many people are in that house?
Hello thermostat.
Yeah,
I'm feeling cold.
Make it 5 degrees warm.
Hey, one at a time here.
Gee, whoa, hey.
How many times can I change this?
You can do it as twins.
Feeling cold.
Make it 5 degrees warmer.
Make it 5 degrees cooler.
That's kind of
neat. Hello, thermostat.
That is one spacious house.
Make it warmer.
I'm feeling hot.
Okay, there we go. So, yes, the Honeywell Wi-Fi smart thermostat with voice control. That's a great gadget. Especially if, you know, actually, you know what I just thought of is accessibility. If you're maybe blind or you know, mobily impaired, if cerebral palsy or something like that, where a touchscreen device is difficult, that actually might be a great product.
Actually, okay, that's very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, on to gadget number two. What do you got for us?
Okay, now gadget number two is very, very weird. I'm not a hair growing expert, but I know you're shocked at that.
I am.
Yeah, I know a lot about stashes, not much about growing hair, but I'm game for anything. So when I saw this thing, I thought, I've got to try this on. So let's go and see.
Hey, Tickney Bartolo, Mads Maddest, trying to end the Gizwiz at Pepcom. This is another one-take theater video. I know I'm wearing something strange. What do you mean strange? My Alfred Newman pin, I've had that for years. Oh, this. Okay, this is the hands-free in-home laser growth system. It's called iGrow. And my buddy Nick here is going to tell me a little bit about iGrow. So, Nick, why am I wearing this, and what is it going to do?
For you, it's not going to do a heck of a lot.
You need something to start with.
For those that have thriving hair follicles that are thinning and ultimately dying out over time, it will regrow that hair shaft thicker and fuller over time.
You do.
Laser technology.
And, like, how long would it take for a person to see some visible results?
It depends on the individual, but we've seen results in as little as 60 days. But the treatment is 4 to 6 months, 25 minutes every other day.
And the treatment is merely wearing this?
Just like you're wearing it right now. 25 minutes every other day, listen to music, let the low-level laser therapy do its thing, activate, energize the cells within your hair follicle, and regrow those thinning hairs thicker and fuller.
Okay, so, Nick, does your website have any visible proof?
We have before and afters. We just finished a before and after initiative, and every single individual participant responded well with the treatment. We matched our clinical trial. We did it for 4 months, took photos at baseline, 60 days, 90 days, and 120 days.
And so what does iGrow cost, and when is it available?
Available now. It's $695 U.S. retail, and it's available at igrowlaser.com.
Okay, pretty neat. So that's it, iGrow. And when we take this off, I am going to have flowing, luxury blonde hair.
Incredible mane of hair.
Let's take it off and Okay, so Nick already, you see, you need
looks
stuff
like it's a safety
to
device
already
as well.
To beat it. It wasn't on long enough. Nick said if I left it on for about 4 years, I could get a...
There'd be some hope.
Dick DiBartolo and Mads Mettestrider and the Gizwiz, another one-take theater here on Twit. I'm going to go look for something that will grow my fingernails.
Anyway, obviously, I have no idea if and how this works.
I'm so skeptical to the point calling this pseudoscience and completely fake.
You can call whatever you want. Yeah.
I'm gonna be skeptical on this. I mean, okay. it looks like the bottom there. You got some LED lights. If you've ever heard of light therapy. There are people out there who believe that shining light on yourself will cause you to do something, you know, have some sort of body reaction to it. If I did go ahead and look at the results.
Did you look at the picture? I mean, we just have to assume that they would not be fake.
Yeah, and I mean, truly, I think that you could get these results within a few minutes by just brushing your hair differently. I mean, it looks like every single one of these guys dyed their hair and then brushed it different.
We're not selling these.
We're not saying that you should. Yeah, yeah. On top of that, $695. You could get practically an actual hair transplant.
I don't know about.
I don't. Yeah. How much does a hair transplant cost? I'm not sure. I'm a little bit skeptical on this. It does say that it's FDA certified, so it won't kill you. That's really, really good. And I don't know. I don't know about that. But interesting.
They sent me one, and I wore it for an hour.
Whoa, look at that. Oh, my gosh. Deep, luscious curls.
Yeah. Did you notice the difference?
A little bit of a difference. Now, did you have curly hair before?
No. That was part of the thing. I accidentally put my toe in an electric outlet. That's how the curly part.
Yikes. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, you can be a doubting Thomas. I'm kind of.
But you know what? It comes with some nice speakers. You can listen to your music while you're getting low light level lasers, which totally sounds like fake science.
Also, you know what? It's interesting because I wanted to know if any other place online sold this. And there are other places, but on the company website, it's $695. But on other websites, it goes... originally $8.99, but we're selling it for just $6.95.
Ooh, wow.
So, yeah, people just make up the manufacturer's suggestion.
Absolutely. Do you, when you felt it, did it feel like a close to $700 device in your hands? Or did it feel plasticky?
I usually don't do devices by feel.
That's true.
Yeah. No, I felt like I had a set of Christmas lights on my head. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I thought, I'll give it a try. I really wanted to see if it hurt, if there was a burning sensation.
Yeah. As the hair follicles are energized by the light level lasers. To energize hair. Now, and then Red Penguin in the chat says WebMD claims $4,000 to $15,000 for a hair transplant. So I was definitely off base with my assumption.
This was a bargain. This was $1,250.
Yes.
And I got a 10% discount for just not having any hair at all.
Lasers, folks. Lasers. Okay, that was the iGrow laser.
iGrow at igrowlaser.com. Exactly.
Cool. Okay, what is a gadget number three
Gadget number three. I was playing with it here, and I just put it down, but it's kind of fun. You would think this... I often play this game with Leo. You would think this is a...
USB drive.
You are sort of correct. It's from... one of the most famous makers of flash drives, SanDisk.
Yeah.
But this is their Kinect wireless flash drive.
What?
So this is their 32 gig model. They make a 16 gig also. So you plug it in, you drag files to it, movies, photos, whatever you want. Then it creates its own hotspot.
And now is a battery based or when it's plugged in?
When you charge it, it will be, once you charge it, you can stream from it for up to 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You can stream movies to up to three different devices at the same time. And so what I did is I downloaded the app. I have the Galaxy S4. Then I dragged a couple movies to this guy. And then I went into, turned on the Wi-Fi, found SanDisk Connect, connected to it. I watched a little bit of one of the movies. I watched, I played a lot of music from it. So this is really great, especially I'm going to use this with my iTouch. Because I have an iTouch and it's the bare bones model. I think it's 16 gigabytes and it's 15 of them are full already. So with this little guy, I can, if I just have my touch with me, watch movies or bring photos. And you can also do it the other way. If you have a lot of photos on your camera, on your phone's camera, you could download them to this, then erase them from your phone and have more memory on your phone. And it's not badly priced. The 16 gigabyte model is $49.99. And the 32 gigabyte is just $10 more, $59.99. At least that's on Amazon. I didn't check if the suggested manufacturer's retail price was higher, but I thought that was kind of
yeah. I mean, just that price for a 32 gigabyte stick isn't too off base.
Oh, and I forgot to add, which I happen to see by looking at it. There's an SD card slot, micro SD card slot on the side.
What? So you could expand it?
You could expand. You know, I'm just looking at it here. And there's a little SD slot. And let me just look at the box here. Bum, 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 bum. Supports movies, photos, moving. Expandable storage capacity.
Wow.
Works wirelessly up to 150 feet. 4 hours of continuous streaming on a single charge.
That's really great. And then also a problem that most of these devices has had is that what you do to connect wirelessly is you change your Wi-Fi access point on the device that you want to access the stick. And it looks like I was quickly checking that they have a article on how to actually allow it to be a little bit of a bridge, and you can use in the settings to connect to the internet actually through this device. It uses kind of like a hop situation. So not only can you get to the files, but you can also still browse around on the web. And a 4 hour battery life on such a small, seems like a really, really great product.
This is, you like this better than the hair?
Because I like this a lot better than the hair. And you know what?
I bought you.
I
wonder if I can send that back.
Sure, I can re-gift it, really. I mean,
oh, yeah, you could.
Good. It's funny. We kind of had a little bit of a theme going on. We had the red hair lasers.
We had
the SanDisk, which also has, it looks like a red USB
port in there.
The Honeywell thermostat has a red background that you can change. I think that we got a really cool theme going here.
Yeah, the Reds have it. Yeah.
It just shows
the dynamic effect you subconsciously have on people.
Yeah, I know. When I wear a blue shirt, everyone changes to red. It's weird.
Seen you in a year, and I just I suddenly thought, I don't know. I think everything I get today should have something to do with red.
I think it's a great plan.
Yeah, great plan. And then Jason sent me that email, said, "Dick, Chad's on, get everything red." Maybe subconsciously.
Well, like you know, you've heard of bands requesting certain colors of M&Ms. I request certain product colors whenever I host certain shows. Oh, there we go. Thanks, Jason. It took him a while, but
I had to dial this in.
He's now fixed Dick DiBartolo's camera shot to be
right. All better.
Looks like I'm still wearing that thing.
Dude, it's taken over. It's like a cancer.
No hair, but it dyed my head.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, it has come to the point. In a few minutes, we will be talking about my gadget of the week.
I hope it's got some red in it.
It better have a color in it, and what's the surprise on what color that'll be? It's going to be yellow. We also have the Gadget Warehouse and, of course, the letters. But first, I have to thank our sponsor for this episode, Lynda, lynda.com. You know, I know, education is the fastest way to excel in life, in business, and lynda.com is your solution to all of this. It is a subscription for where members receive unlimited access to a vast library of high-quality, current, and engaging video tutorials across a really wide variety of subjects. This includes software that you need to learn, like Photoshop, Dreamweaver, or QuickBooks, PowerPoint. Even business skills, not just software, but skills like resume creation, time management. Don't we all wish that we could manage our time better? And negotiation. And of course, pro programs that include subjects like web development, app development, CSS, SQL, that sort of things for programmers. This week, they've added courses to include 3D printing, SEO and social media marketing, WordPress Essentials. Everyone knows WordPress, a great content management system, and DSLR video. I, myself, take video with DSLRs for my YouTube channel, and I am going to check out that course. You can watch from either a computer, a tablet, a mobile device. I decided that I've been wanting to get into programming. Where I started off was with their programming essentials, but I thought maybe I should take a larger view of this. And I went to programming for non-programmers for iOS. And this may be perfect for you if maybe your company is developing an iOS app. You're not a programmer, but you want to be able to understand what the programmers that are working for you or have some sort of understanding of what you can or can't accomplish in your app. This seems absolutely spot on for that sort of situation where you need to be in the know, but you don't need to know every single nitty-gritty. Of course, if you do in the future want to learn the nitty-gritty, you can through lynda.com. But I'm going through this program right now to kind of get a 1,000-mile view of what I'll be looking at. So here's what we have for you. This is only $25 a month for access to lynda.com's entire library. And for only $37.50 a month, you can subscribe to the premium plan, which includes exercise files for all of their courses and lets you follow along with what the instructor uses in the project. And you can try lynda.com right now for 7 days, absolutely free trial. Visit lynda.com/gizwiz to access the entire library of over 2,000 courses for free, and you get that for 7 days. That's lynda.com/gizwiz, and I truly do thank lynda.com because they are a awesome, awesome resource for people who want to learn. I think that it's absolutely great. So we thank lynda.com for their support of the GizWiz. Okay, so now it is time for
you are the one. Now, you don't have Jeff Needles to fall back on.
I don't.
Evidently, this is something you got all on your own.
I did. I grew up, and I went out, and I went on to Amazon. And I have found...
Wow, not the dollar store?
Not the dollar store, although you may be surprised that this could show up there. this is a product we've all needed at some point in our life. It's a mainstay of the house that you may not even know that you need at this point in time. It is the Hutzler Banana Slicer. Sorry, I'm all over the place. The Hutzler Banana Slicer. Oh. And I know what you're thinking. Is this compatible with the bananas that I have at home? And it is true. Now, I happen to have some bananas with me. And, of course, we got to be safe. So we have a little cutting board. First, let's go over the packaging of the Hustler. It's really, really nice. You can see that it is, in fact, safe for children to use up in the corner. It's also dishwasher safe. And on the back, you have great information about other useful Hustler products that you have been needing, like the berry bowl, which is item number 77, the ice cream bowl, the candy snack bowl, the nuts snack bowl, the pretzel.
They kind of look
They basically have a whole bunch of bowls. They even have the popcorn bowl, but at the bottom you get the lemon and lime savers and the onion keeper. This seems like...
Do they have a Super Bowl?
You know, I'm looking. It doesn't look like they have
it's
a
really,
Super
really,
Bowl
really expensive.
Or a Super Bowl. Yeah. You don't...
You realize you have ruined next month's... What the heck is it?
Oh, gosh. Darn. So, like I was saying before, this is compatible with all bananas. When I originally got the product, I was worried that I had, in fact, bought left bananas instead of the traditional right banana. But you can convert this banana into the correct facing banana with a gesture based, it's called the flip. And there you go. Now it has been turned in.
I'm not sure it's going to, I don't know if it's going to, I think you've bit off more than you can slice.
So, okay, let's just go ahead and try this product out. There are no instructions, so I'm not. I guess maybe it can't get through this tough epidermis
exterior. A tough exterior.
There we go. Exactly. You know, you can't get in this business without a tough. There we go. And put that down. Now, luckily, I think we've actually lost some bend to the. I think it kind of straightened out here.
Yeah, you know, now you got a flexible banana.
Yeah. Something I've been needing all my life. There we go. And blurp. It looks like that's right. Wow. Now all of my issues are solved. I have perfectly sliced bananas. You may be saying, Chad, couldn't you have just done that with a knife?
Or, Chad.
It might be what you're asking. Or, Chad, this seems like an absolutely ridiculous product.
Can I just say before you go on that probably the one food that is the worst for lip smacking while talking into a microphone could be a banana.
We found
there you go.
We found this out. So you can go. The start of this product happened when I went to Amazon.com, and they have their best reviewed products on their front page. I'm going to eat another piece of banana, so beware of lip smacking. This is only $1.58 at the moment.
Is it Amazon Prime?
It was Amazon.
It was?
I'm pretty positive it was because I got it with my Amazon. I don't see the little check mark, but I'm positive that I got it for Amazon Prime. I just don't know. There are some great... user action shots. So you have the normal banana.
Yeah.
You have some product placement of where you might find this banana in normal life. Not Photoshopped. This actually happened, folks. The problems that occurs without using this product, you can see that just a disaster.
We all hate when that happens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this should be part of the black and white, portion of the infomercial of just like, this might happen to you. Oh no. You can see that it is compatible with other food entities in the kitchen. It's funny, I have a different packaging than that, but that's fine. You don't actually eat this product. This is a product that you use for the things that you eat.
Or swallow this product, as you can see.
Exactly. You can see that this person hadn't figured out the compatibility issue that I was having with the left-right banana.
Yes,
And it is, of course, children safe. So we wanted to take this to the next level, and it is a banana slicer, but we wanted to see could we upgrade it to an apple slicer? There is no way to...
Could it core a apple?
Yeah, core... Oh, I'm getting some movement here in the banana slicer. These little teeth are a little bit flimsy. I must... admit they're kind of bending there. See? Okay. Yeah, I guess we got to. I think it's time to bring out another tool here. I don't think Hutzler makes this, but this is the.
The rubber
mallet tool. Here we go. And yeah.
Oh, watch your hand. Oh, that's
There. Woo! Hey, look at that. We're making some headway here. And it just can't get past the sides. So I kind of need a thicker. But hey, now it has turned into a handy holder for your apple if you wanna, you know, just kinda.
Nice.
There you go. It's great. I highly recommend the Hutzler banana slicer.
You found all noisy fruits.
I did. I don't know how I did. You'd think that
very
there'd be at least one that was kind of quiet. Hutzler makes a wide variety.
You should spell that.
Hutzler.
Right. Not the magazine.
Lur.
That's right.
Hutzler. Right. Wide variety of kitchen and food utensils, all in the plastic variety, it seems like. But by far, the banana slicer seems to be the fanciest and best product available. If we want to check out, is this another Hutzler product? This is a product that Hutzler may be coming out with in the future. And Liz is here, an actual apple corer. Get your fingers out of there. Woo! Look at that.
That's
it's like it, and it's kind of like the onion bloom that you get it. Oop!
Yeah,
I kind of screwed up my apple. But that is the Hutzler. Oh, and specifically, I forgot to mention this. This is the Hutzler 571 banana slicer. You can tell because it says that in the Amazon title. Don't get the 572 or the 573. You can see the item ID there over in the corner is 571.
It's interesting. Someone in the chat room named Harry Lime is saying that it's $1.58 and it is free shipping from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong?
Yeah, so if you order it today, you might have it as a Christmas stocking stuffer.
And if you want to know where I found this product, and this is kind of a fun thing you can do on your own, is you go to Amazon.com, and under the More Funny Reviews section, this is where I found this. This is last week. This gets updated quite a lot. And so if you also want to, you can go through and read the reviews of the 571 banana slicer, and you can see they're all pretty great. There's 2 stars. I tried the banana slicer and found it unacceptable. As shown in the picture, the slice curves from the left to the right. All of my bananas are bent the other way.
Well, you cleared that up.
Man, though. I wish they would watch my review describing the Hutzler 571 banana slicer to senior citizens. Now I believe is my calling it also works really great as an extra device if you are making a telephone call across country
on a banana.
If you need to, for a prop.
You'll have to talk louder. Something. I have a banana
Hello?
In my ear.
Yes, I have a banana slicer in my ear. It's quite difficult to hear you.
This is Chiquita.
So, what do you think? You think you're Oh, there we go. The reception finally worked. Oh, there. Oh, wonderful.
It rings.
Maybe it's upside down. There we go. Oh, I need to swipe to answer. Oh, my finger.
Don't.
No. Ooh, don't swipe.
Wow.
What do you think of the Hutzler? Think it's a go? Bye-bye, try it.
I'm actually very serious. I was going to use it as a guess the gadget thing. So I do have one. I do have a
great job, Chad.
Darn it.
Wow, way to go.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's okay. You just find me something else to replace it. And
okay.
I'll,
okay.
The apple slicer.
It worked very well. Nice demo. Nice presentation.
Thanks. Okay. Yep.
And Jeff Needles there's
I threw him for a loop. He sent me an email that was like, you didn't have this in the doc, and I went ahead and added it for you. Could you just let me know the next time you kind of throw something weird into the show?
He's like, hey, Chad, welcome to the show that I've been helping produce for the last few months.
Exactly.
Got something to talk to you about.
Listen, your communication with the producer of the show, me, Jeff Needles, is not really that great. And I don't know if you're going to be a good host in the future, and you may want to think about this because I control the show.
I thought Jeff was on the cruise with Leo and Lisa.
you never know where that guy is. Yeah. He's omnipresent, Jeff Needles. So that's a dollar and something cents over at Amazon. It's time now.
58, I believe.
Oh, 58. Perfect.
Yeah.
It is time now for the Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And we have another Gadget Warehouse video. This is probably from the youngest person to submit a video. And the video is shot in a vertical format, so you have to forgive that. But I thought loving this gadget in the shape it's in was well worth watching this Gadget Warehouse view a video.
Hi, Leo. I'm Haley, 13 years old, from Southeast Florida. And as you can see, it's not raining.
Florida, what?
It isn't. I'm a big fan of the show. It's amazing. I like the podcast.
Aw, thanks.
And I'd like to show you a gadget I have adored for 3 to 4 years. I think it's been that long. I bugged my uncle for this because he got the new one. It's the first generation iPod Touch.
Whoa!
So beautiful. It's shattered. Kind of the home button was broken for at least a year, and then my dad fixed it.
With tape?
Oh, it looks perfect.
Headphone jack is broken. The charger works fine. The sleep-wake button doesn't really work whatsoever.
It's not there
anymore.
And
the Wi-Fi actually still works. And it's even more broken in this regard. Because it's not supposed to do this, I'm 99% sure.
That's
just missing.
I've always
the back.
Wondered what the inside looks like, and now I know because it's my new iPod.
If it was a Galaxy, the back comes off. But
Apple products normally don't do that.
Really amazing product. Regarding its, there's the fifth generation iPod Touch, which is changed dramatically, but not much at all, in my opinion. And what makes my iPod special than just any other working iPod is this. Do you know who this is?
Wait a minute.
Of course you do.
Wait.
It's Steve Wozniak's signature.
Twist!
Yes, you're not totally unfamiliar with him, because you've talked about him, and I think other shows that you've done.
Yeah, we know who Woz is.
One of those ones, and you're talking about him. I won a contest for Girl Scouts, and I won a seat. I was one of 667 people there, the same price.
67, and one didn't
show
up.
At the Apple One computer, amazing fact he told us. And it was really interesting. I won a spot, he talked, and we had filet mignon, and it was delicious. Yeah, and it was a really cool experience.
A really
and he
cool
also
gadget.
Signed my S3 case, so I am like half Android, half Apple fan. Yeah, pretty much.
We need to get Woz to
love the
get
show.
Her a new iPod
yes.
Touch.
Yeah, right.
Was the best episode ever. I missed the SkyMall segment. Uh-huh. I know you wasted a lot of money on it, but
she
it
hasn't
was
seen
so
Chad.
You haven't seen the new review app.
It's a great show, and your dog
and don't
is
let Chad
super
ruin
adorable.
It.
No.
I like when he has camera time. And you have interesting dance moves.
Woo!
Pretty much, yeah. So, love the show.
Thanks for talking about it. Dickie D. Thank you so much. That was absolutely
great. That was Haley from Florida. Showing her, she said, this is my favorite and only Apple product.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're looking for more videos. And you can send in videos in any of four topics. I bought a piece of crap. If you bought something you hated, little 2 to 3 minute video. I invented this, a video about something you or a friend invented. My gadget warehouse, like Haley did. You know, 2 to 3 minutes, an old gadget that you don't want to part with and why. Or even my favorite gadget of all time. So just make a little video in the horizontal plane would be good. Post it on YouTube and send us the link. And that goes to gizwiz@twit.tv. And then hopefully you'll not only see it on the show, but Haley, you'll get some. Oh, is it possibly going to be the special banana slicer?
A new phone.
Right. Haley, you will get some sort of crap in the mail because we showed your video on Viewer Video of the Week. So get those videos to us.
The question is, what did she record that on? Because...
You know, she recorded on the iTouch. Oh, no, she didn't have
it. You could just attach it, point it around. I think she said that she had the S3, and that was her case, and so she may have been recording it on the S3. Right. Well, that was great.
It was just such a funny presentation. It just broke me up.
The twist of like, okay, you like the, well, it's signed by Woz, of course. Oh, yeah, anyone would keep that around. That's great. Okay, so now it is time for the Gizwiz Letters! Smash! Okay.
Whoa! All right.
Nice little freeze frame there.
That's great.
Whoa!
There you go.
Whoa!
All right.
Our letter is from Jason Galloway. The subject is Gizwiz theme disco. I'm a fan of twit.tv via Security Now podcast, but I love this. I'm slowly enjoying the other shows. However, my 6-year-old son was an immediate fan of the Gizwiz. After watching Chad try to burn down the studio, I showed the opening to my son to give him something to work toward. The result was this dance.
The Gizwiz episode 1034, recorded September 17th.
I think if we skip forward here.
There we go.
It picks up a little toward the end.
It's time for the
Gizwiz.
I'm here. Leo's
gone.
Let's get this ball rolling.
Hey,
gets all stoked.
Yeah, this is great.
Another vertical video, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, faster. Woo, faster.
Woo. You can't stand it. There he goes. Man, this looks like a workout. I don't even think I can. Oh, he's getting the rest of the family in.
So funny. He didn't tell us about the young kid, even younger kid running in. JD says, sorry about the crappy video quality. I used my wife's iPhone, figuring the video would be fairly close to the quality of the stills. Silly me. I thought you would enjoy seeing one of your youngest fans. Actually, it seems like we saw two of them.
Yeah.
So that was JD from Altoona, PA.
That was really, really great. Thanks for sending that in. And they can send that to the same video. Where did letters come in?
Letters can go to gizwizbiz@gmail is a good place for that.
Perfect, perfect.
Gizwizbiz@gmail.com for letters to the Gizwiz.
And the What the Heck Is It game is still going on. So,
well, What the Heck Is It game, yes, is the September-October game. And basically, it's a real item. It's not part of an item. And you can guess what it really is, but we prefer that you make up silly.
Oh, it's a banana slicer, obviously.
Oh, right. No, I think it's a robotic bill for ducks who have been in tragic accidents.
I think you're right.
It's, you know, it's obvious.
Could
it's,
be. It could be. Well, we give 12, up to 12, 12 autographed meds for the right answer. But we give away 24 autographed meds for silly, stupid, dumb answers, and we prefer them. we prefer them mainly because it seems like a lot of people kind of know what this is. So if you have a choice, send in stupid, dumb answers.
I have no idea what that thing is.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Very
what?
Good.
People know? Is it? Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no hints.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I still think that it's the robotic duck bill that you would attach.
You can enter that if you want.
To an organic
Gizwiz,
duck.
Yeah, gizwiz.biz, and just click on the What the Heck Is It. And I also wanted to mention the meetup will be October 20th. So if you want to come meet the Gizwiz, Myra's going to be there. Dr. Mom's going to be there. Becky's going to be there. A lot of the chat room people. Old Geek is going to be there. Cassandra's going to be there. It's October 20th. It's a Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. And same website, gizwiz.biz. Click on Dick's log and blog, and all the details are there. We play games, and we give away crap, too. No banana slicer. But we give away fun stuff. So if you can join us on October 20th, please do.
That is really, really cool. And that about wraps it up for this episode of the Gizwiz. Thanks for hanging out. If you want to catch future episodes, make sure that you subscribe at twit.tv/Gizwiz. And you'll get all of our future episodes hand-delivered to you by robots via the internet into your inbox of choice. And you can also check out all the archives all the way back to episode one. They all live there at twit.tv. Anything
well,
else we
some
need?
Some of them die there.
Some of them die there. Some of them live and fester. Yeah. And
they're smelly.
Yeah, they kind of.
Yeah. You don't want to open up the page because it lets the smell out.
No, we can't sweep them up or anything. They just have to kind of stay there. Thanks so much, Dick, for hanging out.
Well, yeah, now anything you want to plug? Leo's not back. Are you here again next week?
I am. You got me for one more week. Sorry.
Will you be buying another gadget, or are we going back to Jeff Needles?
I have one more gadget. In fact, it has arrived in the studio. And it's at my desk, which you'll watch next week's episode and think, why is that at your desk, Chad? That's disgusting. But we do have one more. I have one more gadget that I hand selected for the Gizwiz.
Wow.
Next week.
Wow. Well, I'm just going to, you know what? You can turn my camera off, but I'm just going to sit here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
absolutely
great. Okay. Well,
we'll do a Gizfiz on Saturday, and I'll see you next week.
Awesome. I'll be here.
And I'll be somewhere else. No, wait a minute. No, that's not me.
See you later. Bye. Thanks for watching the show.
I'll be here.
There we go.
I'll be here.